Strokestown were arguably the story of the weekend when they won the Roscommon Senior Football Championship for the first time in 20 years. And joining us on the line is the Strokestown captain, well, joint captain, David Neary. David, I presume you didn't have to buy a pint last night.
No, there was a few rounds put behind the bar, all right. But I think everyone kind of ended up putting up around themselves as well. But no, a great night of celebrations. It's been a long time coming, so just delighted to get the win yesterday, and we enjoyed it then.
It has been a long time coming, all right. 20 years since you last won, but 20 years since you'd been in a final as well. So that's a long wait for a club like Strokestown.
Yeah, definitely. I think back years ago, they would have been kind of the top dogs, but it hasn't been that way for a while. So I think, like, growing up, myself and Colin was kind of, I remember the cup coming into primary school back in 2002, the last time we won it. So it's just kind of, Colin has been on the senior panel, I think, since 2010. Nine, sorry, 2009. I've been there since 2012. So look, it's been a long wait for us, but it was well worth the wait after yesterday.
So I should have introduced Colin as well. The two boys beside each other in the pub. I presume you're in Strokestown, lads.
Yeah, we're still in Strokestown. Yeah,
we're in the famous Anthony Burns.
the best pint of Guinness, the west side of the Shannon.
Well, I'd say there's a good stir in there today now.
Yeah, good crack in there now. The Monday club is in full swing, so we'll do a little pub crawl now up the town and end up up in the Sportsman's later on, I'd say.
Okay. So Anthony Burns, that's the pub.
Anthony Burns, yeah. A lot of people know what to drive through the town. It's actually it's like a grocery store at the front, but it's a pub at the back. It's your old school typical Irish pub, but it's a great spot.
Okay, and that's it. We were there last night too, were you?
Yeah, we were everywhere last night. We came back and we done a little walk through the town and stuff. That was good. And then we done kind of a little pub crawl through. I think we've got the Percy French Hotel. We got food there and done a little pub crawl then up through all the different pubs in the town. So it was good crack. We seen everywhere last night.
And you were back in early this morning then?
Yeah, we called out to, we were out in one of the national schools there this morning, out in Kiltrustan National School. It'll be Sean Maluli and Niall Curley, our goalie. It'll be their old national school. So called out there with the cup this morning, and then came in, got the breakfast, and it'll be a kind of a liquid diet for the rest of the day from here on in.
Right, I see. I'd say there was a few shook heads when you went to the national school.
Yeah, look, it was great to see just the excitement with the kids and stuff. It's probably something you take for granted. It's kind of hard to think back to when you were that age yourself, but just seeing kind of the excitement there in the primary schools and that the last couple of weeks since the semi-final and then bringing the cup round to them today, it's hard to put into words, but it's a great buzz. You get a good kick out of that.
I don't think the hangovers are ever as bad.
No, definitely not.
They're never as bad when you have something to celebrate.
Definitely not. I was reading an interview with your manager before the game, John Rogers, and he said you get sick of everyone saying that you have potential. So, like, you hadn't made it to a final. Like, neither of you boys have played in Roscommon final. This year, you got a good run through the championship. Like what was it that kind of changed for the team this year?
I don't know. Like as Davey said, I'm playing since 2009, and to be honest, we've never been close, and we had been touted as dark horses for a lot of years. 2012, 10 years ago, we won the minor and under-21 Division 1 titles, and from that, everyone expected us to just, you know, rock up and win cup finals. But it's been a learning curve the whole way through. And sometimes things have gone against us, injuries, form, whatever else that can happen. But just this year, we had the right management in place. John Rogers' management team, they're excellent. We had a clean bill of health for the majority of the year. And it just, the stars aligned. And sometimes when you just grind out one or two results, you gain a bit of momentum. And when you get the momentum, things just seem to just fall into place. And just thankfully, we grasped it and we took it. And it got the happy ending in the end.
And you mentioned John there, like he's a strokes down man, and he was playing in 2002 when you last won. And he actually said he had a poor enough game himself that day. He was substituted, and he said he was going to kind of hammer that into ye coming into this one. Like, you know, just go out there and enjoy this match. And I suppose you've definitely enjoyed the aftermath, but it seemed like you went out and, you know, lived up to that occasion as well.
It was something Raji definitely hammered home. Like, myself and Colin have been lucky enough. We've had Raji over the last probably 10 years as coach, manager, like underage teams, 21s, minors, different things like that. But it was definitely something he hammered home about, just kind of taking in everything to do with the experience of county final day. Even something small, he said, like walk around in the parade, just like soaking in the... just taking in the atmosphere and the parade and stuff. It was definitely a big help to have him there. I won't lie to you, playing the game probably wasn't the most enjoyable game I've ever had. Like it was cagey enough. It was a long time for Boyle. They hadn't been in a final either, so it was kind of a lot of mistakes on both sides. It was a very, very cagey affair, but we'll enjoy the celebrations now.
It seems like you are all right, and the lads in the background too. I said you wouldn't have to buy a pint.
Are you doing an interview with someone?
Yeah.
Come in for a pint.
Was this man playing yesterday?
He was. That's Carl, my brother. He was playing midfield. Okay. I'm the more articulate one. He's the rougher one of the two. That's why Davey.
That's why you picked Carl.
That's why Davey picked me and let Carl inside.
And his lucky mascot.
I said actually at the start, David, you wouldn't have to, or you didn't have to buy a pint last night. I presume your match winner, Lavin, who came on and he had he pulled his quad and he was his first game he played all year and he kicked the winning point off the bad foot.
He's been playing very well for the juniors this year. Like Tony probably feels himself. He probably should have been getting more game time with the seniors, but he had a great year for the juniors. And the juniors lost their semi-final there the same weekend we won our semi-final. And Tony actually played the game with a torn right. He's actually right footed. He played the game with a torn right quad. So he got a good bit of practice in with his left foot that day. He was just kicking with his left that day. So when he got it onto the left foot yesterday, he had got a good bit of practice in that he was going to kick it over the bar. But Tony wouldn't be a man to buy around anyway. So it's nothing really changed for him. He was getting 3 pints all his life. He got another 3 pint last night. So. He's not a man for putting up a round for anyone else anyway.
Well, in fairness to him, he deserved it. We'll give it to him last night and maybe for the rest of the week too. Colin, I suppose, was it when you seen Donny Smith's free going over, you were probably gearing up for extra time at that stage?
Yeah, to be honest, like I gave away the free and I genuinely thought it was a good free to give away because I just thought it was out of his range. And Donny's a big game player. He's a clutch player. He's just a class player. And I genuinely thought when he gave it away, it was a good free. And then within 5 seconds, he had it over the back spot. And I just thought, fuck. Sorry. But look, in fairness, in fairness, Curly had the ball out within a couple of seconds. We had the ball up the field at the opposite end. You know, three quick passes. And Tony got on the end of it and he kicked it over. Like it was just... No, it's phenomenal, really.
And the final whistle, it was right away then. So, like, it doesn't get any sweeter than that, like, at the final whistle.
No, it was actually hard to digest now. It was hard to just take in because Tony kicked us and then within, I don't know, 30 seconds, kicked us and then, I don't know, it was just hard to just process.
Yeah.
I was in shock.
I remember I was talking to Keith Murphy, another guy off the team. I was talking to him last night. I was like, you were so full of emotions after the game, but you didn't really know what emotion was kind of, what emotion was the big one. Like, you didn't know whether to laugh or cry or what to do. Like, it was just unbelievable. Like Colin said, it was just hard to process. Like,
so, like, what was it like last night? Like, obviously, at, like, at the start of the year, you're aiming to win this Roscommon Championship. But at the same time, you don't really believe it until it actually happens. And then last night, you're probably meeting everyone, neighbours, people from Strokestown, everyone proud of you. Like, it must have been great, you know, shaking hands with everyone, everyone saying well done to you. I see you laughing there. So there's something going
on. There's a few more after that. You've been here, no?
Look, there's a lot of county medals floating around Strokestown, and you kind of always felt that until you got one, you were kind of, you were just a bit low. You know, those guys were up on a pedestal. The guys that won at 92, 2002, they always had a county medal, and like, to this day, they're so proud of it. And you know, as a player playing for Strokestown, you always just wanted one, just to say you had it, just to join the club, and just to be able to meet those guys then last night and shake their hand and just, I suppose, be welcomed into the club. Sure, it's class. It's class. And for the guys like Johnny Murphy and Martin Silk, Joanne, like the people who have just, Paul Daly, have just put countless hours of time, voluntary service to the club for 20, 30 years. I mean, it's unbelievable. Yeah, it's and like, there are people who won't get within, you know, the white lines of the pitch, but they do everything for us. And like, I suppose to give them couple of days like this, it means the world to everybody.
What's the plan for the week? It doesn't seem to be quietening down yet anyway. I'd say it'll be a lively Monday.
Yeah, we'll have a good Monday anyway.
And a Tuesday, Wednesday.
We'll have a good week, I'd say. I know a few boys have to go back to work tomorrow, Wednesday, but we'll enjoy the next couple of days, and we'll probably regroup then again at the weekend, and We might do a bit of training on Saturday or something. We'll gather down the town again afterwards.
Listen, thanks a million for that, lads, and congratulations to Strokestown. It's probably, I'd say, it's the liveliest Monday club in the country today. Would you agree that?
Yeah, definitely. We'll keep you updated.
Keep us posted. Thanks a million for that, lads.
So thanks,
lads. Bye.